I love Christmas. Seriously, I love Christmas. I love the food. I love the family. I mean, let's just be honest. I love the presents. It's a great time of year, right? But if we're not careful, guys, we can actually let we can let Christmas be a great distraction in our life, right? I mean, it's like every season, we care so much about these gifts and these other things that it's easy to lose focus on what's more important in life. And that's why here at M12, guys, we want to show you the right perspective on what Christmas should look like every year. And we're going to do that this year through a new series called Generous, all right? Now, generous, as I'm sure many of us know, means that you are unselfish, right? That you put others before yourself, okay? Now, let's be real here. This is hard to do during Christmas time, right? Very hard to do during Christmas time. I'm human, okay? And I was in middle school once. I know what it's like. Like, you're like, yeah, Michael, we shouldn't be consumed by gifts and stuff. But really, though, like Christmas morning, I want that video game. I want that basketball. Like, let's be real. I know some of this is going on in some of your heads right now. I know some of this is going on. So, I do want you to know, though, that it's not wrong to get gifts, right? God wants us to get gifts. God wants us to enjoy gifts. It's just when we allow it to become everything that our life is about. When our life becomes about getting stuff, then we've just taken it too far. We start asking each other questions like, what did you get? What did you get? What did you get? Our whole life just becomes about stuff. Kind of like this commercial. Check it out. Now, this is kind of what I'm talking about, right? Remember, it's not wrong to get presents, but we get bombarded by commercials every Christmas time just like that. What did you get? What did you get? What did you get, right? And before long, if we're not careful, we can start thinking like that, right? We can start thinking no longer what can I do for other people, but what can they do for me? What can I get? It's all about me, all right? And guys, when I was in middle school, if you were to ask me when I was in middle school, hey, Michael, what's more important, giving or getting? I would say giving, because it sounds better, right? I mean, like, who's going to say, well, getting things is better than giving? Me. It's all about me. No one's going to say that because people are going to think you're a jerk. I mean, let's just be honest, right? No one's going to say that. So for many of us, it's easy for us to say, right, you know, giving's more important, other people more important, but really we just really believe that it's not by our actions, right? Christmas morning usually more looks like, hey, what did you give me? Rather than, hey, look what I got you, right? That's what it was like for me in middle school, and I'm sure many of us are like that too, right? Acts 20:35, Jesus says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive, which is why, you guys, you see that commercial? They're all asking, like, what did you get? What did you get? What did you get? We should be asking ourselves, what did you give, right? Not what did you get, what did you give? Which brings me to my main point tonight that I want you guys to understand. If you get anything out of tonight, anything at all, I want you to get this one thing, all right? Giving is greater than getting. You see that? Does everyone see that? Oh, come on. This happened last time. Now, you see it? My handwriting's great, right? Best handwriting, yes? Yes, come on. Man, I already like you guys better than seventh and eighth graders. Jeez. Now, I'm sure many of you in this crowd are like, yeah, Mike, what the heck? You know, Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. You know, yeah, I should give stuff to God. I should give stuff to other people. But I like the feeling more when I get stuff. I'm sure many of us are like that, right? Yeah? Well, let me explain this statement a bit more to you. When you love God, guys, when you actually care about God and you love other people, you're going to be more blessed personally when you decide to give to God and other people because you love them than when you just get stuff from others, right? And if you really love God, guys, you'll be more glad that you actually gave stuff away than when you received stuff. Trust me, it's true. It's absolutely true, okay? So there's a couple things I want you to know tonight and a couple things I want you to do after the service, all right? The first thing is I want you to know that God owns everything. Michael, what are you talking about? He owns everything. That's what it is. It's simple. God owns everything, right? And since God created everything in existence, God is able to claim everything in existence. If God made everything, that means everything's his, right? Psalm 50, 9 through 12. I'm just going to summarize it, guys, real quick. Psalm 50, 9 through 12. God says to the Israelites, I don't want your cattle. I don't want your farm animals. I don't need it because I made them. Everything you have is already mine, so I don't need anything that you could possibly have to give me. The stuff that you think is yours is actually mine. Now, guys, back in that time, the Israelites were farmers, right? So, like, they raised cattle, they raised animals, they planted crops, and that would be kind of today's equivalent of, like, money. So, for today, this would mean, like, for us now, God's like, your toys, your money, your clothes, your car, it's actually mine. It's actually mine, all right? There are two ways to give. The first is by tithing. Who's heard of tithing before? Anybody heard what tithing is? Yeah? Kind of like a boring word sometimes, to be honest with you. Tithing. I get bored sometimes when I hear tithing. Let me explain to you what tithing is and why it's actually really cool, all right? Tithing is when you give a portion of what you get back to God. Remember, it's not actually yours, it's actually God's. You give a portion of what you get back to God. Usually about a tenth, that's a good place to start, a tenth of what you get. Right? Now, guys, listen to this real quick. Proverbs 3, 9 through 10 says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. This verse isn't about drinking, guys, so get those thoughts out of your head. It's not about that. Okay? It's not about wine, right? So let me explain what first fruit, let me read that again. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. So right, the Israelites God's talking to, right? The Israelites were farmers. So they had animals and crops were very valuable. So what this is talking about is when the Israelites would plant their crops in the first supply, the first batch of crops that was ready to be harvested and eaten and sold, God would say, actually, you can't eat that. You can't sell that. You got to give it back to me. And what this did was it forced the Israelites to remember God before thinking about themselves. And it forced the Israelites to give God first priority with what they had rather than give it to other things that weren't quite as important, right? So what does this mean for us today? This means that when we get something, like let's say we get, all right, you guys are all in sixth grade. You guys don't have jobs, do you? You guys don't have jobs, right? You don't have careers. School, I heard school. I just want you guys to know, school is not a job. All right? School is not a job. So let me show you guys what I'm talking about. I have $10. $10. This is not for you guys. This is not for you guys. This is my money. This is my money. Sit down, Cody. Shh. My money. It's God's money that he's given to me, right? Exactly. You already got it. Why am I even preaching to you right now? Anyways. All right. So let's say Stephen Perry, the youth pastor, is feeling really generous. He's like, you know what? I'm going to pay Mike $10 this week. He's done a really good job. I get paid very little. Just to let you guys know. I get paid very little. Anyways, so I get $10, right? So instead of going, okay, yippee, God's giving me money. Now I'm just going to go spend it on what I want. I take $1, which is a tenth of what I get, right? See these jars? This is giving to God, this is savings, and this is fun. This is basically anything that you guys would do when you get money, right? Because you don't need to like pay your house bill. You guys are in sixth grade, right? So I take this dollar, guys. I take this dollar, and I put it in this jar, giving to God. Now I'm going to take $7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I'm going to put it in my savings jar. Now let's be honest, none of you save money. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, 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 you don't. No, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You're in middle school, so when you get money, you spend it on stuff that you just want to buy. Forget it. I'll take $2 now. Guys, I'll take $2 and I'll put it in the fun jar. I'll go to a movie with my friends for $2. I wish I could do that. Shh, guys, stay with me. Stay with me here. So you guys see what I just did? I just tithed, right? God's like, hey, here's 10 bucks. I'm like, thanks, God. Before I decide I'm going to blow money on my friends and stuff that I want to do or even my self-savings, I'm going to thank God by first giving him a little bit back of what he already gave me. And that's what God wants us to do with our stuff, all right? Also, God blesses us for this obedience. God, guys, God doesn't want you just to tithe back to him just so you have to. God doesn't want you guys to tithe back to him and feel bad about it. God doesn't want you guys to tithe back to him because it's boring or whatever. God actually blesses. If I read that verse one more time, guys, the last part of it, then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. God's saying, if you give back to God, he's still going to take care of you. God's actually going to bless you. Tithing's a good thing for you because you get more peace, more joy. You get to be closer to God. God isn't going to make you try to do stuff without actually helping you, right? Tithing's not something that we should look at as boring, okay? The second way that we can generously give is by offering. Now, by offering is different than tithe. Tithe is when you give a portion of what you always get back to God. That's tithing. Offering is when you go above and beyond what's expected of you to give to other people who don't have much so you can help them, right? Let me read this passage. 2 Corinthians 9:7, guys, it says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Not reluctantly, meaning that you shouldn't give because you feel like you have to or under compulsion. Guys, you shouldn't give because you feel like, you shouldn't give because you're forced to. For God loves a cheerful giver. Guys, if you try to tithe, you try to give because you feel like you have to, man, God's not into that kind of stuff. God cares more about our hearts and what's going on inside of us than the things that we simply do. God doesn't want your money. God wants you. And this is a way of God showing you that, of you having to remember that God is first. He does this for you. God doesn't need what we have. It's already his, remember? It's already his. Guys, I have a Christmas Eve tradition with my family. Every year, Christmas Eve, our parents allow us to open one gift before Christmas morning. Yeah? Three? Who has that? Who's a tradition like that? Raise your hands. Do you guys get to open a gift before Christmas? Yeah? Really? Shh. I love how talkative you guys are. That's awesome. Shh. All right, guys. Well, there's this comedian called Jimmy Kimmel. All right? Some of you might have heard of him. Yeah? Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, yeah? All right, so this is what Jimmy Kimmel did, all right? He went and he challenged all of the parents in America who watch his show. He said, this is what I want you to do. 2 weeks before Christmas starts, I want you to tell your kids that they get to open one of their Christmas presents early. But here's the catch. The gift they open has to be really bad and lousy, all right? And I want you, the parents, to record the reactions. Take a look. Guys, I had to pick like a 1 minute clip from the whole video and I chose that. I love that kid. Like, that is hilarious. Like, this is really to the guys. If you woke up Christmas morning and your parents gave you a Hello Kitty sweater, would your reaction really be that much different? Really? Like, if that happened to me, I would just leave my house and never come back. Like, that is absolutely awful, right? Terrible. Half-eaten sandwich. But guys, if we aren't careful, this kind of stuff actually can happen to us. Remember that commercial I showed you guys earlier? Yeah. What did you get? Who said no? Oh my gosh. What did you get, right? And guys, we watch a lot of TV. I'm sure you all do. Watch a lot of TV. And when we're constantly bombarded, guys, with these kind of messages, we actually start believing that. That Christmas and that life really is about what can I get. And then guess what happens? We become selfish and ungrateful. And while that was ridiculous, what you saw on the screen, our attitudes can become like that. And we start not caring about what we get. When we do get things, we don't care. We're ungrateful. We're selfish. And before you know it, you just don't care about anyone else anymore besides yourself. Right? We should be asking ourselves the question, what did you give rather than what did you get? That helps us, that helps keep us in this mindset of, it's not about what I can get from you. You're not some sort of tool that I can use to give myself things, but you, but I value you. I value God. I love you all. You're a person, all right? This is what I want you to do after tonight, all right? I want you to practice tithing, what we talked about earlier. And guys, this is really hard. I'm gonna be honest with you. I told you this earlier, I don't get a lot of money here, all right? I don't get a lot of money here. And so when I get a paycheck, guys, oftentimes the last thing I want to do is go, whoop, God, thanks for the money. Here's some back. You know, like I don't want to do that. I want to spend it on like stuff that I want. Candy. No, not candy. I like food, gas. Maybe it's even stuff that I need to live, right? It's hard for me to say, okay, God, thanks for what you gave me. Now here's some back. But that's exactly the reason why God wants us to do this, is because it forces us not to be selfish if we're cheerfully giving back to God, right? Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. Yesterday when I was preparing for this sermon, God convicted me of something, honestly. Like I was trying to get ready. I was making these points to talk to you guys tonight. And God kind of stopped me and he's like, hold it there, Mike. You're not even practicing this yourself. And I stopped and I thought about it. And God was like, you actually spend, when you get a paycheck, Mike, you allow weeks to go by before you give anything back to me. I'll tell God, yes, God, thank you for the things that you gave me. Thank you for your blessings. I'm going to give to you later. And later becomes later. And later becomes later. And next thing you know, the paycheck I had, I still give God the same amount of money or whatever that I plan on giving him, but he's like the last priority on the list. And that's the exact opposite of what God calls us to do with our first fruits, right? With our tithes, with our offerings, okay? It's all his anyways. It's all his anyways. So some of you are thinking, hey, Mike, I'm in sixth grade. I don't get money on a normal basis, you know, whatever. Some of you do, some of you don't. Here's the thing, if you guys mow a lawn, if you guys get an allowance, if there's anything that you guys do in your life to make money, now's a great time to start giving back to God early on. Guys, when you get money, the first thing you should do is think, what does God want me to do with this? What should I give back to God, right? That's what God wants for us, and that's how God also wants to bless you, right? Now, some of you don't have any money. You're like, Mike, I'm broke. I got nothing. Why should I give? I can't have money to give to God. Mommy, let me ask you this. Have you thought of your time? Have you thought of, okay, you have. Thank you. All right, you thought of your time. Everybody else, I'm just kidding. All right, how about this? Why don't you start volunteering to help others? Maybe like some of the stuff our church does. Wait, I'll talk about something we're going to do later tonight, actually. Maybe it's volunteer to help babysit for younger siblings. Maybe it's volunteering to help clean up your house. Maybe it's making cookies for the old woman down the street. Whatever. You can still give back to God even if you don't have money. You don't have to wait for a paycheck. You can give to God anytime, guys, anytime. All right? Now, the last thing I want you to do is use what you do have. Shh, guys, listen up. I want you to use what you do have to help bless those who don't have. All right? Guys, what we're going to do tonight is when you leave this place, sixth graders, when you leave this place tonight, we're going to give each and every one of you a coat hanger that looks exactly like this. Okay? Looks like this. All right? This coat hanger. And what I want you to do in 2 weeks, December 17th on Wednesday, our ministry is collecting old or used like coats or jackets. And we're going to donate these to a ministry that gives them to poor, underprivileged people in the community who need them to make it through the wintertime, right? Okay, so what I want you to do, you have 2 weeks, you go home, you find a jacket or a coat that you don't want anymore. Maybe it's not your style. Maybe you just outgrew it. Maybe you just don't want it anymore. And you put it on the coat hanger, and in two Wednesdays from now, you give it here, and we'll take these things and we'll give it to those who don't have any. This is a great way for you guys to practice offering to God. This is ultimately offering to God. And you should be doing it not because you feel like you have to, because, oh, well, M12 told me to. Hey, Mom, Mike said I need to give one of my coats up. No, no. God loves a cheerful giver. All right. Hey, guys, I talked a lot about this. Remember this, giving is greater than getting. I talked about this a lot. There's one thing I didn't talk about tonight. The greatest reason, guys, pay attention to me. The greatest reason that we need to generously give to others is because God generously gave to us. And I'm not talking about our money. I'm not talking about our possessions. Guys, I'm talking about Jesus Christ. And a lot of you guys hear this a lot. You hear a lot about Jesus Christ in this church. And you might get used to it. You might not think it's important anymore. Listen to me. God sent his only son into the world, had him killed. He took all of the sins. Every time we ever disobeyed God, he took all of the punishment that we deserve because we all have disobeyed God, so we all deserve punishment from God. He took all of that and put it on Jesus Christ, had him killed in our place. In our place. And because of that, Jesus rose again 3 days from the grave, and now God says, I can save you. The way God wants to save us, guys, by allowing us to have faith in Jesus Christ. If we come to God and we say, God, thank you for what you did for me. Thank you that you decided that you wanted to save me from my sins. Thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. He rose 3 days later from the grave. And because of what Jesus did, I don't have to pay for my sins anymore. You've forgiven me and you love me. And now you offer me an opportunity to spend eternity with you in heaven. God wants this for each and every one of you. And all you need to do is go to God and you say, God, I believe you. I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. And because of that, I love you. God, please forgive me of my sins and I accept your free gift. This is a free gift. You don't have to do anything to receive this. God gave generously to you. And because of this, we remember what God has done for us by giving generously to others and showing them the love that God has given us. Okay? Let me pray. God, Lord, it's important that we tithe. It's important that we give an offering, Lord, because we show that we love you and that we appreciate what you've done for us. But God, I pray that every single person in this room, myself including, because I need to grow in this, God, please help us to not just know but believe, Lord, that giving is greater than getting. And I pray that above all, Lord, we would remember what you gave to us. You gave us Jesus Christ. That is a gift that I could never repay you for, that none of us could repay you for. And Lord, you've changed my life and you've changed many of these kids' lives, Lord. And I pray that if there's any student in here tonight who does not have a personal relationship with you, that has not said, God, I accept this free gift you've given me. Please forgive me. Father, I pray that you would do that in them tonight. And God, I pray that if they make that decision, I pray they would go to their small group leaders and they would share that with them. Lord, thank you for tonight. I pray these things in Christ's name.